At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at
97.3.
The new trend, new old trend, which I thought I was already insulted by it being a 90s kid summer because it feels more like an 80s kid summer, but millennial parents are behind this trend. Some say it's just not realistic anymore. You tell me what you guys think. The new trend is called 90s kid summer. The idea is to give your kid the kind of summer you had back when everything was simpler. I've already been doing this a lot with my kids. I'm already on it because I can't stand to see them on screens when the sun's out. I just can't stand it. This means running through sprinklers, drinking hose water, riding bikes all day, and if a parent can pull it off, minimal supervision.
Well, that was the way we were brought up.
I know.
Sun's up, get outside, sun comes down, come home.
Get outside and don't come back until it's dark. They're calling it 90s nostalgia being very big right now, and I have heard rock bands are kind of making a comeback, which is
And the
great
clothes.
News.
And the kids are into Nirvana and all that stuff.
Yeah. No, my daughter claimed Nirvana, and I went, you would have only heard that from me. And I haven't played that for you yet. I've been holding off, but I did play it for her. So at least she wasn't a total poser. You know, posers.
Bob, you're the young one. Does this seem realistic?
For sure.
I think so, too.
For sure.
I think there is definitely more of a problem to pull off and let them go out the door without, you know, check back in 10 minutes or I'll come with you.
I'll track you on my app.
Yeah. The pendulum swings, and I think it's time for it to swing back to come back when the sun goes down.
Experts say it might be a great idea for some families, not others, so don't force it. It's harder to do if you live in a city or a not-so-safe area or if both parents work, which I think is a big... It was a big reality back then, too. Like, the latchkey kid, there was a reason for that because the parent wasn't home.
Yeah.
So you got a key to your house around your neck, and you were told to figure it out.
My mom was always working, and it was, you know, learned how to cook breakfast and lunch and, you know, make all that stuff by yourself. I was like 6 or 7 doing all that.
Six?
Yeah.
I wasn't doing that. Sandy was home.
Yeah, my mom was busy.
Sandy was home, and so I had that handled. But I did go out and, you know, left in the morning and didn't come back. And I certainly was taking the bus to the beach and would be surfing all day and then just get home just wiped and ready to do it again tomorrow. Let's see. There's also a chance your child isn't capable of having a 90s kid summer. If you force them outside, they might not know what to do out there.
That's a good point. Yeah. What do? I don't have a screen.
It seems like problem number one.
Well, there it is. See how they fare and then go from there. But I think that's interesting. And I hope it does take because I think we're better off outdoors in the summer. Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.